Hello, this is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am here with Alex Sky. How's it going?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And you brought accompaniment. Would you like to introduce yourself as well?
Absolutely. Hey, I'm Edward Bjorkman. I'll be playing some guitar with Alex.
Heck yeah.
Lovely. Yes. And Alex, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Alex Sky. I'm originally from Ojai, California, and I just graduated from the Berklee College of Music a week ago. And I am an independent artist, mainly folk and R&B music, and I'm moving to New York in the fall.
Excellent. And congratulations.
Thank you.
It's quite welcome. How does it feel to graduate?
It's kind of crazy. It's very surreal. I'm trying to enjoy my last few moments in Boston, and the weather is being nice to me, so I'm happy about that. And then moving back to California pretty soon, so just trying to soak up all that the city has to offer while I can.
Yes. Well, what I like to tell everyone when they eventually move away from Boston is that Boston's not going anywhere. You can always come back.
It's true. Yeah. One day I'll get my Beacon Hill home.
Yeah. We can all dream. Nice. And you also have a PSA ready to go, so
if
you'd like to read that.
I do. Okay, here we go. Numbers to think about: prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest form, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Lovely. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. Yes, and you are listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm going to ask a couple questions, and then I'm going to have you guys play your first song.
Sounds good.
All right, let's dig into the question list. How did you start playing music?
Great question. My dad and my grandfather are both musicians, so I was always kind of surrounded by music, and my mom also did musical theater when she was in college, so it was always something that was around me. I started actually writing my own songs in probably freshman or sophomore year of high school. I was involved in musical theater, and then the very small school that I went to, called Ojai Valley School in Ojai, California, had a very small music program, so I started to perform at local galas we had, and it became something that I loved to do, and then I found out about Berklee, and I was able to do my three majors in one, songwriting, production, and a minor in music and health, and mix those all together and got the best of both worlds.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Songwriting, production, and what were the other
music
ones?
And health. It's like music, a music therapy quasi minor. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. How'd you like that?
I love it. I took one class in music therapy, my freshman year of college, and I fell in love with the department and the program. I didn't want to become a licensed music therapist. My best friend, she is a licensed music therapist, and I'll let her do all that, but I really wanted to learn just more about the program because it's a really unique science.
Yeah, yeah. No, music is very magical.
Yeah, very healing.
Yes. And well, growing up, what kind of music did you like to listen to?
I listened to a lot of Norah Jones. I listened to a lot of Carole King, like pretty much some of the best songwriters. My family and I take lake trips up to the Sierra Nevadas, and my dad and I will like sit around the campfire and play Eagles songs, or he loves the Avett Brothers. So we're always just kind of jamming out together. So a lot of like old folk music, and then also some R&B and jazz in there too.
And what do you like to listen to now?
Right now, I think I'm deeply immersed in my folk music phase. I also love a good yacht rock moment. Like, Ambrosia is something I got really onto. I don't even know where that came from. But I stumbled upon that. So it's a mix between, like, Lizzie McAlpine and then old yacht rock.
Any old folk?
Yeah, lots of old folk. Yeah. I think that that's the genre that I wanted to, like, write more like. I wanted to try to envelop both, like, old folk sounds and then new folk music and try to mush them all together and see what could happen.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the earlier stuff on the playlist that I played tonight sounded like 70s British folk stuff, like Sally Oldfield and Traitorhorn.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Fun. Sweet. Well, would you like to play your first song for
Yes,
us?
Absolutely. The first song that we're going to be playing is an original of mine that is out on all streaming platforms. It's called 1111. It's a little pun. It's like make a wish and then also some other secret messages in there. But I like to do that in my songs sometimes. But this first one is called 1111.
Thank you. not for the reasons that I have come to spite. I think that in the daylight, you see that I'm not her, and that's not sitting right. It'll take a minute to clear the bruises, your striped t-shirt. Oh God, my head hurts. Cover up the last night you ever loved me. How is it easy to look right through me? I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. You make me nervous when we.
Very much.
That was fun.
yeah
you're so this is this your second this is your second time here
second
right?
time here yes
yeah. You were here a couple years ago on Post Adolescence Glow, right?
Yes, I was. Yeah. I had a very different set. It's actually kind of crazy to think about it. I was doing like, I had like a full horn arrangement over there, got a three-piece horn, got like a keys player, drums, bass, guitar, like so different from what I'm doing now.
I'm glad. I think that it'd be very hot in here with that many people.
Yeah, right?
Or even, it's already hot in here, but yeah. Are there any instruments that you haven't had play with you before that you think would be a fun addition to your music?
Yes, I watched Madison Cunningham play recently at the Wilbur Theater in Massachusetts, or in Boston, and it was so cool. She had like a live bassoon player on stage mixed with like all these, like, I play a nylon string guitar and so does she usually. I borrowed my friend's today, but she had the nylon run through all these pedals, so like a mix of like woodwinds, adding flute and bassoon, and then also having like pedals on a nylon string. Oh, yum. Need to do that.
Yeah. I saw Madison Cunningham years ago, but that sounds very fun.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, I don't remember her having bassoon then, so.
New, yeah, that new album. It's just, I wouldn't even think about it. It's like that Ratatouille scene where they pair the cheese and the strawberry together. That's how I felt when I heard that.
Yes. I will have to check that out. And speaking of other instruments, if you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
Oh my God, what a fantastic question. It is going to have to be probably a saxophone.
Nice.
Yeah, my dad plays sax, and I like always wanted to learn.
Yeah.
That's a cool instrument.
It's a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you describe, if your music had a smell, what would your music smell like?
Really good question. I think my music would smell like, and maybe this is niche, because I live on a ranch in Southern California, so I have like lots of horses and water buffalo and all these crazy creatures, but right around like springtime is when the orange blossoms bloom, and so we grow orange trees, so when like the bees start to come out and they pollinate the orange blossoms, like my entire house and field just like smells of sweet oranges. So like that and vanilla and like eucalyptus, that's my choice.
Sounds very refreshing.
Yeah. It's warm, but it's also like breathable, and it's good for you. You know, it's healing, all those elements.
Are there any lessons, having just graduated, that you are very excited to take away from your schooling experience with you into the real world?
Yeah, I think probably one of the largest lessons I learned was collaboration. Like the amount of cool projects that got made 10 times cooler because I asked a professor or I asked a friend, or I have amazing people like Edward who helped me write and like just be a better artist and like a smarter musician, is something I'm really excited to take to New York, like just taking everything, soaking it in, and then working with people and seeing what we can create together.
Love it. Yeah. There's so many, and like the Boston music scene is so good for collaboration.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of very nice people who are very happy to get in there and just make
like
some
Tufts.
Cool music. Yeah, let's go Bows. Yeah. Oh, I love what we do here. It's
very
a
cool.
Great station. Yeah. Kim, who ran Post Adolescence Glow, just graduated. And that was really cool because, I mean, even when I was a student, I didn't really care that much about local music.
Mm.
So it was very cool to see, you know, someone who was a student care about the local music scene and have live music on her show.
Yeah.
So I hope that at some point soon there's someone else who wants to do something like that.
Definitely.
Yeah. What do you have coming up other than, you know, moving back home?
Right. Yes. Well, part of my senior project was to finish this thing called a capstone. So basically all of my work culminated into one big project. And for that, I did 3 different live recordings with Edward and a lot of other great musicians. And we mixed, mastered those. My producer, Shab, she's amazing, did all of that work. And now we're going to release those as basically a mini EP. So it'll be a live version, kind of like the one we just did of 11:11, Less Sharp, and then a new song that we might play today that'll be on there too. So it's like a 3-song mini EP of my capstone work.
Awesome.
Yeah, in May, coming this month.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, the month is almost up, right?
It's true. Maybe next month. Whatever the start. I don't even know what day it is, to be honest.
I think it's the 20th.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Well, it's been a busy month for you.
Yeah. It's flown by.
And where can listeners go to find that project and other stuff about you, other announcements?
Pretty much, not even pretty much, any single platform. If you look up Alex Skye, Skye, that is my middle name, you will find me there. Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, iHeartRadio, whatever you want. I'm out there.
All the platforms.
Yes,
love to hear it. No pun intended.
Hey.
What song or artist would your listeners be surprised to hear that you listen to?
Oh my gosh, good question. I have kind of 2 answers. I'm going to choose one of them. I'm really into hyperpop music right now. I've been listening to a lot of hyperpop. I usually don't. Madison Beer has a song called 15 Minutes, which was the inspiration track for a song I just released, a hyperpop song I released for a project for like a film coming up. And it's really cool. Like it's music to like bump in the car, to dance with your friends. And it sparked like a whole new genre I didn't even know I had fun writing. I love, like there's a big taboo over using auto-tune on your projects, but when it's done in a stylistic way, it's awesome. Like I had so much fun messing around with it. So I think hyperpop, like Madison Beer, who else is out there? Like there's a lot of different hyperpop artists, but she was my inspo track that I thought of.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I I haven't listened to that much hyperpop other than like 100 Gex right when they started it all off. Yeah. Or at least that's how it felt.
It's a fun genre. You can dance around. I like it in the morning. It wakes me up.
Nice. Oh, definitely. What's the film project that you were working
on? I work for like sync and licensing opportunities too. So I submit a lot of the songs I write for pitch for movies or TV shows. So this song is a pitch for a Heated Rivalry season 2 pitch for next season. So hopefully that's going to go well. We'll see. Not going to jinx it. That's just me stating what it is. That's not me putting out the universe vibes.
Yep. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
It's very exciting. And I'll ask one more and then you guys will play another for us.
Bang.
Oh, sock shoe or sock sock shoe shoe?
I am a sock sock shoe shoe person. I don't know. I don't know if I could have like sock shoe on and then a barefoot out there waiting. Like I'm just gonna leave her in the cold. That's mean. And which one do you choose, left or right? Like now you're picking favorites.
Yeah.
So I have to say sock sock shoe shoe.
Yeah. The only defense that I've heard the other way is if like you are standing actively like in a puddle. And it's like, okay, have one shoe that you can stand on, have an island, and then do the whole thing on the other foot.
Yeah.
Exactly. These wet socks are no good.
Yeah. Edward, are you also sock, sock, shoe, shoe?
Sure. Yeah, for sure. 100%. I guess I understand that perspective, though, where you have to, like, you have to work with what you got, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely done sock, shoe at some point.
It's a little criminal,
but
can't lie.
It's rare, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. We all go through these phases, you know?
It's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a safe space.
I don't,
Exactly. Entirely, yes. Sweet. Well, if you guys would like to play another.
Okay, boom. Next song, this one is called Less Sharp. This song came out pretty recently, like in February, a little bit after my birthday and a little bit after Valentine's Day, which is ironic for this song. But anyways, this one's called Less Sharp.
But now I'm losing my senses.
very much. Woo-hoo. This is Mellow Max. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here with Alex Sky.
Woohoo!
Do you have a favorite gig that you've ever played?
Good question. Yeah, probably. I think my favorite gig I've ever played was at this underground Alston like house show place that doesn't exist anymore, but it was called Secret Island. And it was actually like my first gig in Boston. And there were so many people there. And that like is what made it so fun. Like all I can see, I cannot remember how well the set go, is just like a lot of heads and a lot of friends and a lot of fun times. Yeah. So probably that one.
The DIY scene in Boston is pretty magical.
Yeah, especially like my sophomore year, like our sophomore year, like it was nuts.
Yeah. 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 It's always fun to see. And I think that that's the reason why I've gotten so many Berklee kids on my show at the end of the day, because Liz Meyer, the Nut.
Yes.
I saw her play at a venue that's no longer around called Overhill, which is there's a place called Overhill Underhill, and Underhill was when they had basement shows, and Overhill was the acoustic sets.
Yes, I heard. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And she came on, and then a friend from Berklee was like, "Oh, can I come on?" I was like, "Sure." And then
that's awesome. So, yes, I love Liz.
Yeah, yeah, she's great.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That was great. That was a lot of fun. And then just, opened me up to that whole world.
Yeah.
So it's been good.
Yeah, good connect.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Have you ever won a cool prize?
In songwriting terms?
No, just like in general.
Oh, like any cool
like
prize.
Ever won a nice like raffle?
I won the science fair when I was in middle school. I went like all the way to state science fair because I invented this like horseshoe to help cure laminitis.
What's that?
It's like this disease that horses get when they're like older, and it makes them hard to walk, so they can't be ridden anymore. So the shoe had like this like technology nails and glue that I like made, and then I crafted it to fit my pony.
Very cool. Yes,
that was
very
my prize, cool. I guess. It was like a metal bowl.
And a happier pony.
Yeah, facts. Yes. Exactly.
Yes. If your music could get really big in a random foreign country.
Mm-hmm.
What country would you want to blow up in?
It's got to be Sweden.
Got to be Sweden.
Got to remember
why Sweden?
Edward is from Sweden.
There you go.
And so is Zara Larsson. So my two favorite people. The dynamic blondes. Hear that, Zara? Let's make it happen.
Yeah, if anyone in Sweden who is an influencer is listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Hit my line.
Would you rather play for a group of rambunctious toddlers or overly critical seniors?
Rambunctious toddlers for sure. I have two nieces and they love my music. We dance and we hang out, and then we played a gig over the summer at the Wharf near like Seaport area. Mm-hmm. And it was like just children, and I was like, do we pull out Old McDonald right now? Like, what's like, we gotta fit the audience. And we almost did, but they were too busy running around, so they just were happy to, they were at least screaming happy things, you know.
That's always nice.
I'll take that. I'll take happy screams.
Definitely preferable to the alternative.
It's true.
Yeah. Have you ever dreamt about your music?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, in large figmentive ways, like in like playing giant arena shows and like being Taylor Swift type of ways, or like hanging out with Taylor Swift, like those type of dreams, they come often.
Yeah. are you talking about literal dreams or figurative dreams?
Like literal dreams, but like figurative situations, like they're not real scenarios, but in my head, like they are real. So it did happen technically. Like it's a memory now, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Everything else is just perspective.
Correct.
You know? Yeah. When I went to Tufts, I took a class called Knowing and Being.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now you know and you be.
Now I know and be, but how do I know if I am knowing or being?
Uh-huh.
How exactly. do I know
how
that
be
I am
being?
How
know? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue. It's the question.
Yes.
These are the questions.
I think Shakespeare said that, actually.
Yeah, right.
Something around that.
Yeah.
Do you have any traditions or rituals that you go through before you perform?
Oh my gosh, I have to not hyperfixate on getting sick. Like, that's my thing. Mm. For some reason, the week before I do a show, in the past, I've, like, overcome this, I think, I would just get sick. And I think it's because I was so stressed about not getting sick, I, like, brought it on myself. So whenever I have a show now, I just act like I don't. Like, I go to rehearsal, and then I'm like, you're good. Like, you did the thing, and now don't think about it. And then I've been fine. Like, I'm healthy as a horse today, so it's working. But that used to be a problem for me beginning. It would always happen. I'd, like, psych myself out. So I guess lots of tea and water and things, but not in a sick way, in like a healthy way.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay hydrated. Exactly. You know? Yeah. Do you have any happy accidents that have made it into any recent recordings that you've worked on?
Most definitely. Even for like this latest one, we were adding this like, actually I'm going to mention the song Edward and I are working on. It's called Get It Back. And when we like did a version of it that I just like filmed us rehearsing, and it went like pretty big online and it did pretty well, and so I was like, we gotta get this recorded for the people. And in it, it's just Edward and I in my room, and we're practicing for a show, but there's some frequency that picked up on the thing that's like a, and it sounds like a drone or a pad. And so then, because we heard that in the video where it wasn't, like, we just both heard this, we put it in there. So that would have never happened if not for that video. So that was a happy accident.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the event that, or the You right before this, you posted a reel to announce that you were going to be on the radio. What was that video from?
Oh, yeah, that's my capstone. So those are like all the, I did professional like music of all of them, and then also did professional video.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I have like double media form, so I can crank that out. So prepare to be sick of that song in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, yeah. I've been to a couple of Berklee capstone performances, and such talented folks.
I know. It makes me very emotional to like watch all my friends finish all their things. I'm just like, oh, so perfect.
Yeah.
So much work too, you can tell.
Are there any truly memorable capstones that you want to shout out on air?
Yeah, I mean, my friend Nina did a song that we wrote for one of her relatives who had passed, and we did like a collaborative song about that, and were able to like give it to her mom and her family, and like that meant a lot, and that was a really, really cool project. And then my producer Shab was able to use the songs that I did in my capstone for hers as well, and then one on top of it, which is a song that I don't think will like ever see the light of day, but she like squeezed out of me, so that now exists somewhere. So I think between like my producer and my friends, we got some cool extra things to have and pull out of back pockets in the future to release.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And if you had to pick one thing, what are you going to miss most about Boston?
Oh my gosh. I mean, probably just being in such close proximity to all my friends. Like, I live like right across from Berklee, so like in Back Bay, and all of my friends are like next door neighbors. Like, one of my friends, literally we share a balcony, so we can walk from each other's houses through the back door. Like, that type of proximity, I just like really gonna miss that. And that's just like college life too, but that's special, so I'm trying to hang on to that for as long as I can. 6 days.
Well, you can always be like super successful and then have your own compound like Brandi Carlile, and
it's
have
true.
All your friends and family.
Yeah. Or like, if worse goes to worse, like they will be seeing me on their couch. So like, Edward, prepare an air mattress.
Right.
Like, let Sweden know.
Let Sweden know.
We're on
exactly.
the way.
Yeah. Oh, what a time.
I know.
Yeah, the community is wonderful. Do you have any favorite above ground venues in Boston?
Above ground venues. I mean, the Warehouse is cool. Like, I had my second show there, and that was really fun. It's kind of, like, far for Berklee kids, but we need to get over being in the Berklee bubble. I guess I'm past tense now, but it's, like, go explore. Like, Somerville's awesome. Like, there's a lot of cool spaces. The Warehouse is awesome. The Lily Pad's cool. I really like the Cantab Lounge, too. I've done a couple shows there, and that's, like, a good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also love this bar called Tall Ship, and I know they have live music, and I don't know how people get those gigs, but I want that, because it's like playing music on a boat, so if and ever there is music there, Tall Ship would be a cool venue.
I know that there's a DJ who has a show on WMFO who does like party cruises.
Ooh.
I wonder if he's involved with that.
I wonder if he can get me on a party cruise.
Yeah, I think that they're... flyers of his somewhere around here.
I'll be taking that.
I'll track one down for you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, would you like to play another song for us?
Yeah, I think let's do the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do a cover of one of my favorite songs, Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House. But I was just, I never really do cover songs because I'm always doing my own original work, but I have a lot of fun doing them. So I'm going to do something fun, a song I love. So yeah, this is Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House.
Catch the delicate in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Hey now, hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, hey now, when the world build a wall between us. We know that they won't win. Now I'm towing the car. There's a hole in the roof. My possessions are causing me suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today tells of war and of waste, but you turn right over to the TV page. Hey now, hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, hey now, when the world comes in, they come and they come to build a wall between us. We know that they won't win. Now I'm walking again to the beat of a drum, and I'm counting steps to the door of your heart. Only shadows ahead, barely clearing the roof. Get to know the feeling of liberation and release. Hey now, hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, hey now, when the world comes in, they come to build a wall between us. You know that they won't win.
I love that song.
Me too.
Yeah. I studied abroad in New Zealand.
Ooh.
And the lead singers from, it's like an Australian band, but a bunch of the members were from New Zealand.
Cool.
So yeah, Crowded House, fantastic.
I've heard that New Zealand is like a less dangerous Australia. Is there any merit to that?
I think, well, yes. Yeah, the only spider in New Zealand that could potentially kill you is an invasive species from Australia.
Boom. Boom. You get all the beaches in New Zealand and none of the spiders.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And mountains. You get there's another song. I'm going to say it's Crowded House and then it's not going to be Crowded House, but I'm going to look it up. It is Crowded House, four seasons in one day.
Nice.
And that's because when you're in New Zealand, you can hit all four seasons in one day.
Wow. Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Wow. Yeah.
Have you been?
I have not. Oh, yeah. And I feel, honestly, I'm afraid to speak on the matter because my girlfriend's from Australia. So it's like always, but I've said New Zealand seems like really nice. And yeah. Like, obviously, no one's trying to get bit by a spider.
Well, there's no hate. I mean, I would love to go to Australia. Like, yeah, the Dolan absolutely. Twins I used to watch, and they went to Australia. And ever since then, I've kind of like been obsessed with wanting to go. I think Australia also has kowakas. I don't know if I'm right
yes,
or wrong.
Yes, yes.
But that was like my favorite animal for a really long time. The like friendly bear looking creatures that remind me of Ewoks. Like, mm-hmm. I need that. So Ewoks. The only reason I know that New Zealand's a little less dangerous because I had a friend who did a study abroad program there as well. Mm-hmm. And she went to Smith College and she was like, basically, you should come visit me because it's less dangerous than Australia. And I was like, okay. So yeah, that's awesome though. It's a beautiful place. Like, oh, the beaches, same with Australia. Like, it's just stunning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Though I think that what vibe wise, I've said that. If you say that Australia is akin to the U.S., then New Zealand is Canada.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's, I hear yeah. That. I see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? Yeah.
Well, I was also thinking about, like, the theme, elves and, what was it?
You had fairies.
Fairies. Elves and fairies.
Well, because they recorded all of Lord of the Rings, right? New Zealand?
Yep. Oh, facts. Mm-hmm. That's got elves and fairies.
That's got all of it.
Yeah. There's a cool, actually, speaking of Sweden, there's a Swedish musician called Bo Hansson who created an album called Lord of the Rings, based on Lord of the Rings. Sick. And it was an album that I was into before I went to New Zealand. And then I went there, and I'd been looking for it on vinyl in the U.S. and could not find it. And then I went to a random record store there, and they had like half a dozen copies of it, of course. Because people are going to be in New Zealand, they're like, oh yeah, let me get a Lord of the Rings album. Yeah. So they were stocked up.
Oh, that's so cool.
And of course, I bought one too.
Well, yes, you have to. Of course. Yeah, you're there.
Yeah. The other album that I remember specifically getting from New Zealand is a totally random album. But the guy who I bought it from said that he had bought it in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So it was really, it's traveled the whole world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
The connection.
Yeah. Facts.
Anyway, what's your go-to spot in Boston to go and decompress and get inspired?
Oh, wow. Get inspired and decompress. I feel like something about me is that, like, I, like, decompression, like, I save that for California. Like, when I can go sit in the ranch in the sun, that's appropriate. My decompression time in Boston is, like, going out with my friends. Like, I love a beer garden. Like, it's just like one of my favorite things. So I think, like, sitting by the Charles River, hanging out at night shift with a card game and having everyone around, that's when I like see the most. Like, I people watch all the time. It's one of my favorite activities. And I like to make scenarios of the people I'm looking at and then make a song based on them or like what's going on in the moment. Or like, I get all these ideas all the time. Or someone will say something to my friends and I'm like, oh, perfect. I was like, don't move. Say it one more time. Let me put it in my notes app. So probably being out is like what is decompressing me. Like, that's my thing.
It sounds like a lot of inspiration there too.
Yeah
Have you ever listened to Fountains of Wayne?
Mm.
Their songwriting is very like, I'm pretty sure that their songwriter was doing the same thing. Mm. It's a lot of like scenarios, and they have really good character building in their songs.
Yeah, that's so cool. Cool. I'll check it out.
Yeah, they're fun. They made Stacey's Mom.
Oh, yes.
That's their big one.
Yes.
Yeah. But other songs, also great. Unfortunately, that lead singer, or not lead singer, but songwriter, Adam Schlesinger, passed away a few years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
But, he was one of the first COVID, like, famous COVID victims.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. That was not that long ago, either.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yesterday, but also 100 years ago.
Right?
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
Who would your dream collaboration be with?
Oh my gosh. I mean, probably Lizzie McAlpine. Yeah. Like, realistically, I think her and I could get up to some really sad stuff. Yeah. And that could be devastating for everyone, including ourselves. I like sad songs personally. Like, I listen to sad songs when I'm happy. Like, I'm driving down the road and I just, I'm singing to them. So I think that that's what I want. I want lyrics to like slap people in the face sometimes and be like, oof, like that one, like you didn't have to say that. That ruined my day. Like, why'd you do that? So probably Lizzie McAlpine.
I'm going to throw another. Where's Lizzie McAlpine from?
That's a great question. I think she's an East Coast girl, I think.
Dun, 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 dun. born and raised in the suburbs of Philly. Well, not Philly, but a songwriter, modern songwriter, whose lyrics really, I feel, slap you in the face. Stella Donnelly.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic songwriting. And she is from the furthest city in the world from Boston.
Which is?
Perth, Australia.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you dug a hole through the center of the earth, you'd end up in the middle of the Indian Ocean. But the closest city would be Perth.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Around there.
And I've heard that they also have a wonderful local music scene.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
I have to take a trip.
Catch a flight.
Just gotta dig a hole.
Might be way faster.
Well, it's faster in some ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll get you somewhere. If your music had a mascot, what would it be? Would it be a quokka?
Oh my god, would it? What would my music's mascot be? Does it have to be an animal?
Not necessarily.
Yikes. This is such a great question. If my music had a mascot, what would it be? It would be maybe like a Shetland. Is that how you say it? Fluffy cow? Mm. One of those ones that, like, you've got to drink.
Highland.
Highland. Shetland's pony. Highland cow.
Right.
You gotta shampoo and condition it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then it puffs up real nice for you. That's the vibe.
Yeah. Very nice. What's the weirdest instrument you've played?
The upright bass. Like, I can't play whatever that is. That thing, that is so heavy. And then you're going to introduce a bow? Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, come on. You got to carry it around on wheels. I commend upright players deeply, but oh my gosh. I tried that and it was hard and I don't want to try again, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big instrument. Yeah. I did have a guest who had someone in her band had an upright bass. Mm-hmm.
Carried it up the
stairs. All the way up here.
See? Mm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, that's crazy commitment. Yeah.
It's dedication for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I better have a transportation device before I ever have an upright.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
That and the harp.
Yeah.
Harps are heavy.
Harps are heavy and inconvenient to try to practice on.
Yeah.
Gotta go to my harp room real quick. Like, come on.
Yeah, come on. That's way too much effort.
Yeah.
It's already hard enough.
It's a lot of strings to tune, too.
Oof, yeah. One of those breaks? Come on.
One of those breaks and, like, you just can't play that key anymore.
Right?
So move on to the next one.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah.
Transpose. Would you like to play another one for us?
Yeah. Let's hit up some merry-go-round. This song I hope to get produced in two ways. Like, one in, like, this folky way that we're going to play it now, which is how I wrote it, and then one is, like, kind of, like, maybe some horns or some cool textural elements. But I wrote it after I had, like, seen my ex-boyfriend for the first time again, and I was like, this is a merry-go-round. Like, this is never going to stop. This feeling's just, like, on and on and on. And then I was like, yo, song seed. So thank you, ex-boyfriend. Okay.
See me now. Wish on shooting stars. Wish you loved me more. Turn around before we fall to the ground. Watch you leave with no trace of sound.
I learned that bend thing and now I can't stop.
That's pretty cool. Turning your whole guitar into a whammy bar.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, why not? Thank you. That was very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
Merry-go-round. Yes.
Merry-go-round.
Seeing an ex can definitely feel like a carnival.
Yeah, right? I know. And I love the fair, too. It's one of my favorite things. The Ventura County Fair gives me so much happiness. I, like, live all year just to go to the fair. So I was like, you will not ruin this thing.
Have you been to the Topsfield Fair?
I have never. No. You know what? I'm going to go, though. Let's go right now. I got the car. Let's just go.
I think it's in the fall, I'm down. Unfortunately.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Topsfield is there, but the fair.
But the fair, you will not find.
Yeah. But, yeah, they have the biggest pumpkin.
Oh.
Each year.
That is exciting.
It does end up there.
Yeah, that's a record to be appreciated.
How big are we talking?
Like
big pumpkin.
Thousands of pounds.
Wow. 1,000-pound pumpkin?
Yeah.
We don't have those in Sweden, yeah.
Big pumpkin.
Yeah. we got Phil who's doing the next show on the town of Mikey D outside nodding. Yes. Big
pumpkin.
Big pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Big produce of all sorts, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. Whenever in the need for giant produce.
Yeah, and all kinds of other, it's, you know, typical fair. Yeah.
Okay,
But like New England, you know?
Yeah.
I would love
to go to a fair here. I hear there's a Six Flags here too.
I think that there is one, yes. I haven't been in years.
I love roller coasters. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
A lot of approval.
I'm here with Alex Skye. And Alex, what do you have coming up and where can people find you on social media and whatnot?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun.
Yes.
I've been following you for so long that I am so excited to be sitting in this room. And thank you so much to Edward Bjorkman for all of his help. I personally have the EP coming out in this next month, and then also Merry-Go-Round to come out in the summer. I'm definitely going to take my cover art photos at the fair, so I'm waiting it out so I can get the perfect Merry-Go-Round mid-swing picture. But yeah, that's for me. Alex Skye, Skye on all platforms.
Yes, and I'm Edward Bjorkman, Bjorkman.
Look out for music for this guy too.
Yes.
Yeah, be on the lookout.
Is there still a merry-go-round in Boston Common?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's you don't have to wait for the fair then.
I know, true. Yeah. Get my Boston pictures up. All right. Yeah. I know what we're doing tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
That and then the Ducks. Gotta, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Gotta get myself on one of those swan boats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Do the things.
Yep.
Crossing them off.
Yeah. And I think I've followed you back most of the time that you've been following me, at least. And I'm so glad that you got to come in before you left town.
I know.
Yes.
Yay, thank you so much for getting me into your busy schedule.
Oh,
this has been awesome.
My pleasure. Great to have you. And I'm going to ask just a couple more questions, and then it'll be time for On the Town with Mikey D. 3 hours of local music hosted by Phil tonight, and the band at 10:30 is going to be Smog Moss.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a lot of fun, so don't go anywhere.
I'm excited.
Don't press that button. what's your go-to karaoke song? But this is for both of you.
Freebird. my friends from back home in California, I have this friend named Nick, and he's a line cook, and like that's what he sings like consistently, and that's the only song that's allowed in the car after he's off work. So I've gotten pretty used to that one. Yeah.
Solid.
That's a good answer. We don't hit up karaoke that much. I should, though. Me and my friend always do any song by John Denver, which is kind of funny in, like, a karaoke setting. But it's good. It's good.
That's fine.
You're hitting those harmonies or not. But
or not sometimes.
It's great.
Probably closer than most of the other folks there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
true. You got a leg up on them.
Yeah.
If you could only listen to one artist for the rest of your life, who would you choose? This goes out to both of you again.
That's impossible. Alex Sky.
Dude.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, good answer, Edward. Bonus points.
I've heard of her.
Yeah.
I think I like Nora Jones.
Mm.
Right? Like, I'm not going to get mad at her. I've seen her live, and I love her. And, like, that could be on in the background of a cooking show, of, like, dinner. Like, I just could listen to her sing all day long.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
I agree. I would have to stay with Alex Sky for this one. I'm going to stick with that one. That was
what a cop-out answer.
Can't go wrong, really, though.
Yeah, facts. Get my streams up. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Edward.
Exactly.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Again, I've been here with Alex Sky, and we're going to play a song to end things off once I get my laptop up again. Do you have any song requests? What would you like to hear to cap off the night? Sorry to put you on the spot. I can also
What's that one that's like, I'm every woman. Da, 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 da. That one. How's that one go? I'm every woman, I think, right? I think that's what it's called.
Chaka Khan?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting there we go. Nod of approval.
I feel like that.
All right, sweet. Well, Alex, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And Edward, thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much.